dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Ah, yes. Yeah, it's that time again. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. And it's time for our Friday features, and we kick it off with You Big Dummy. Yeah, this is where we take real dumb news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. You know, you can be a part of this, too, if you want to read a dummy story on the air. Send a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll record it. Not only will you be on the radio as part of the segment, but you'll get some Lou Malnati's pizza. So get those links to funny dummy stories in at nickdshow@gmail.com. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A tour bus driver in New York has been fired after a passenger recorded him watching TV shows on his cell phone while behind the wheel. Barry Fisk captured video after the bus departed Manhattan at 8:30 a.m. Monday on a tour booked by company Get Your Guide. The video shows the bus driver watching TV shows on his phone while driving a busload of passengers to Woodbury Commons in Orange County. A Get Your Guide spokesman said the driver has been fired. In this case, the driver in question was in breach of local law and our own safety standards, and we regret that our customer, Barry Fisk, was put in an unsafe situation as a result, the spokesman told KABC-TV. We reached out personally to Mr. Fisk with a full refund and our sincere apologies.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. An Iowa man says his dog inadvertently shot him while they were roughhousing on Wednesday. A 51-year-old Richard Remy of Fort Dodge told police he was playing with his dog, Baloo, on the couch and tossed the gun off, or tossed the dog off his lap. He says that when the pit bull Labrador mix bounded back up, he must have disabled the safety on the gun in his belly band and stepped on the trigger. The gun fired, striking one of Remy's legs. He was treated at a hospital and released later that day. Remy told the Messenger newspaper that Baloo is a quote-unquote big wuss and laid down beside him and cried because he thought he had done something wrong.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
He's a big wuss. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Colorado woman has been cited after a container of what appeared to be urine. Oh, I've heard about this one. Blew up as she was heating it up in a microwave at a 7-Eleven. Police say the incident occurred in the convenience store chain in Aurora location last week. The clerk heard a loud bang and saw the 26-year-old woman take a white plastic bottle out of the microwave. Police report says when confronted by the clerk, she wiped yellow liquid that smelled like urine onto the floor and walked out. Police located the woman at a nearby clinic where she had planned to take a urinalysis test for a potential employer. The Denver resident was issued a summons for damaged property, and she could not be reached for comment.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. Police in New Jersey say a woman got angry at a cable TV worker and left her stranded in the air. Police said the dispute started in Ridgewood on Monday between a woman and an Optimum employee. The record shows that 59-year-old woman turned off the worker's truck while she was in the lift, leaving her stuck in midair. Police say the woman took utility property before walking away. Optimum says in a statement that the safety for its employees is their top priority, and they're pleased that their worker wasn't harmed. The woman was charged with harassment, false imprisonment, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing. She was released in custody with a court date pending. No names have been released. All right. We have to break here for the news. And when we come back, we got one more dummy story, and then the vote will happen. All right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio looking out on Michigan Avenue here. Friday morning, that means Fly Jams Friday is coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. And as you can tell, we're doing You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy! Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk and text and your Fly Jam requests coming up in a little bit. All right. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Number five. Greyhound says it is investigating how a bus meant to take passengers from Cleveland to New York ended up in Toledo. WEWS TV reports that the bus left Cleveland several hours late on Thursday and was headed east through Pennsylvania when it started experiencing problems. The company says the driver was instructed to head back to Cleveland, get a new bus, but instead he drove 2 hours past it to Toledo. The driver then turned around and went back to Cleveland. Passenger Morgan Staley says they spent about 7 hours just going in a circle. The company says passengers interested in a refund can contact customer service.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
All right. Not a good week for buses. So it's not a good week to ride a bus.
The Amtrak stock just went up.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's see. Well, we got a vote here. We got the bus driver who was watching TV while driving. The dummy who the guy who set his dog set off his gun and shot him in the leg and was a wuss. The woman who tried to microwave urine at a 7-Eleven microwave. The woman who left a cable company worker stranded in the air. And the bus driver who was supposed to drive from Cleveland to New York and ended up in Toledo. Okay, Dan, where are you going with this?
I think I got to go, what's better than a guy getting shot by his dog?
Baloo, his dog Baloo.
Poor Baloo.
Poor Baloo. And then he called the dog a big wuss. All right, so you're going dog gun, Baloo.
Yeah.
Okay. Esmeralda, did you hear any of these?
I did.
Okay.
I do like the dog one.
Oh, the dog one. Okay, the guy who, Baloo.
Yeah.
He almost blew off his leg. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it a minute. Hold on.
All right.
See, it takes me longer. Downstairs, it takes me longer to get to the rim shot because it's further away. Upstairs on the seventh floor, it's like right next to me, so I can hit the rim shot right away. So my timing is a little bit off. I've got to go with the dog too. I got to go with Baloo, almost Balooing off his leg. But the one that I heard the most about this week, though, the one that was the woman heating up the pee in the microwave.
Yeah, that one went mainstream.
That was all over the place. It was on TV. It was on the internet. It was everywhere. So all right, so Baloo wins. All right. The Friday features continue, and here's what's next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context. Context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That is straight out of context, everybody. This, you know what this is. This is our regular feature that we do every Friday. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station, and when somebody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 10-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, nickdshow@gmail.com for straight out of context. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
All right, we got the first of 16 tonight.
All right.
We'll start with Brian, and this is John Williams.
It's gigantic. It's really, really big.
Our listeners have really, really dirty minds.
Yeah, I forgot how much fun it was to pull these. And
oh yeah, because Dan Shagrew is off, and so you got to pull the old sound bites this week. So okay, what's next?
Next from John in Belvedere, it's Bill and Wendy.
No, I don't want your sauce.
No.
Oh man. I don't know why that one got me, man. That one definitely got me. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Next. Another one from Brian. It's Steve Cochran.
How you feeling? How you hitting it?
What was he talking? Was he talking about golf?
Yeah, I think they were talking to a guy from the Golf Channel.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right. Okay.
Next from Doug in Kansas City. Here is one of you, Dan, and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
It's just kind of a beige pink color.
Care to take a guess at how much?
How much the hot dog is?
7 pound, 16-inch, 4-inch diameter hot dog is.
7 pound, 16-inch, 4-inch diameter hot dog. Sure, don't tease us like that. Wow. A whole series of events right there.
It's an epic.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about ridiculous food world records. And evidently the 7 pound hot dog, which is out of stock right now, is sold at Gorilla Tango right here in Chicago, a Gorilla Tango exotic like meats or something. Novelty meats. Huh. Novelty meats. So
that is a novelty meat.
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's, if you're going to have a novelty meat, it's going to be a 7 pound hot dog. I can tell you that. All right, what's next?
Next, Karen sent this one in. It's Roger Badish and Matt Bubala.
Oh, boy.
It was just one big, long lick.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Come on, Roger. Come on, man. All right.
Next, JD in South Bend sent this one over. It's Brian Noonan.
I tried to slide it in pretty quick.
Oh, come on, man. All right.
Here's one from Eric O. It's Steve Cochran and Dean Richards.
Okay.
Wider, narrower. Wider, narrower. I'll guess.
That's not what I thought you wanted, wider.
Hello. Those two guys, when they get together, it's just filth central. It really is. When Dino is on with Steve, it just goes right into the tubes in a good way. Okay.
Next we have from Ed, it's back to Bill and Wendy.
Bill, you do Chuck.
I will have to.
You can do Dave Kaplan, too.
Oh, all right. The big fight is who gets to do Mary Vandeveld, because I want that
I know.
One. I want that one
Mary,
very
are
badly.
Wow. Okay. We're talking about the introductions for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
For the Walk of Fame, yes. Which, by the way, is happening on May 18th right out here at Pioneer Court, a week from today.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's a great event. It's a fun event. I had a great time last year because I was being inducted. So
back to the sideline.
Fantastic. Okay.
Another one from Brian J. This back to Dean Richards.
Oh, boy.
I would pay money for Tom to sit on the main, whatever you call it, valve.
What? What is happening? All right, I don't understand what's going on. Okay, next.
Next from Dawn, it's Nick DiGilio.
Oh, no. You just swallowed all down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What were we talking about there? Because I heard Esmeralda go, mm-hmm.
I think you were talking about eating oysters.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's
the
what it was, Esmeralda.
Because
you just slurped down the oysters, yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right, next.
All right, now one of these next two may be just judging from the date you guys may have played it in a previous week, but I could only go by what the unread emails were.
Okay.
So I put it in the stack anyway.
All right.
We could revisit it.
Sure.
If not.
All right.
I thought she'd choke on it.
That's a new one. That's Eric O. and Wendy, obviously.
Oh, okay.
This one, I think, is the repeat from Joe in Bensonville, and it is another one from Wendy Snyder.
I can't keep my legs together.
Yeah, we did play that one. But it's definitely worth playing a second time. There's no question about it. That's worth playing a second time. All right.
Did you guys also run the spies that goes along with it or no?
I don't remember. Yeah. Well, no, let's you can just keep it. We'll play it again. It's all right. Go ahead.
Anyway, we are back to this. This is from Steve and Todd K. Both sent this. Streamwood Steve and Todd K.
Okay.
Both sent this one in. And it's Matt and Roger again.
What am I pulling?
I could barely find my package.
You have pull. I can't find my package.
What in God's name? How is that? I don't even. I think that's in context, isn't it? I mean, wow. All right.
Next from Mark and Aurora, it's Nick DiGilio.
Oh man. Oh yeah. That was good. What? What the hell was that? What was that?
So what? You sneezed on the air.
Oh, I sneezed. Okay, that's what it was. Oh man. Okay.
Next from Fran in Chicago, it's Rokan.
Now that you've blown it, let's just do it.
Oh man. Jeez. Oh boy. All right.
And finally from Margaret, we have Dean Richards and Dave Schwann.
Oh boy.
Boy, does it make that meat taste good.
I assume you put some sort of rub all over the meat.
You know, that show's on Sunday morning. I want everybody to know that. That filth is on this radio station on a Sunday morning.
The Lord's Day. That makes sense.
All right. Well, there you go. We're going to break here. When we come back, we got Nick D. Show Spies and then Get Funky. Fly Jams Friday. We'll begin.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
That's right. There you go. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's time for Nick D's Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to this station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show, you spy, jot it down, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Fly Jams Friday will begin in just a little bit. And by the way, it's a Fly Jams Friday Best Of edition. So we'll be playing some Best Of Fly Jams Fridays and taking your requests as well. DJ Longfellow will be doing that. 312-981-7200. Okay, Nick D. Show Spies, what do we got?
All right, we'll start off this one from Dirty Dave, Carrie, and Peter in Decatur, and it's from the Bill and Wendy Show. A listener calls in and reminisces about the old days of WGN that helped her through passing the time when she first had her son.
Okay.
It was really hard. I had every intention to go back to work, but decided to stay home because I cried every day when I had to go to work. And so I decided to stay home. But what I didn't know was how difficult that was going to be, not having any adults to talk to. So with the radio, Steve with Kathy and Judy, Roy Leonard. And Roy Leonard used to have Nick DiGilio on as a guest movie critic occasionally. He was, like, brand new then, too. And Steve was such a young guy. He had this very young voice, which he still does. And they were my friends.
Yeah, that's nice. That's one of the things that I love about this job is that, you know, there's a connection that we have to our listeners. And, you know, especially if listeners, because, you know, like I've said this a million times about this time slot, is that this is a very intimate time slot. This is a time when people, you know, are up at night, either they can't sleep or they're lonely or they're sick or, you know, they've got a kid or they're working. And to keep people entertained and to talk to them throughout the night is an honor. And so, yeah, we developed a lot of connections. I did the same thing when I was growing up. I listened to this radio station 24/7, and I loved everybody. That's how I connected so strongly with Roy before he put me on his show regularly. He was just like one of the family. So very cool. Okay.
And all right, next from Joe in Bensonville, we had that context from earlier with Wendy Snyder, and this expands on that a little bit.
I have two knee replacements.
Right. Who could expect you to do that? That's too much.
Are they, like, anti-magnetic? You can't get them close, or what's the...
No. I'm trying.
Give me a few minutes. I'm almost there.
I can't keep my legs together. Go ahead, Nick. Use it. I don't care.
That's too easy.
Nick DiGilli.
That's everybody listening complaining.
He just said he asked us to mark the time.
There it is, right there. You know it. As soon as sometimes on shows now, it's gotten to the point where I think on every show on this station now, whenever something comes out of somebody's mouth, they go, "Oh God, it's going to end up on Nick's show." That's right, baby. We're listening 24/7. My legion of listeners are on it. Okay.
Next from Peter, Derek, and Julia. It's from the WGN Radio Theater, and one of Carl's old-time radio shows is sponsored by Spam. Mm.
The George Burns and Gracie Allen show from December 9th, 1940. We'll get back to it in just a moment. They are sponsored by Spam.
Yes.
We've talked about this before.
Yes,
Lisa.
We have.
I just don't get Spam. And I know there are people at this radio station, Nick DiGilio, that likes Spam.
Didn't he say he likes the bacon flavored,
I believe?
He likes
Spam.
I love Spam. Yeah, they've got that right. I happen to love Spam. All right.
And finally, this one is from tonight's Patty Vasquez show. Tony and Mary both sent this one in, and I think it pretty much explains itself.
No one's ever gotten a job at the Tribune because of like a comment.
That's an excellent point. I mean, although I was thinking about this today. You know who got a job at WGN Radio for being a regular caller is Nick D. Like because he was participating and passionate about movies, that Roy Leonard would invite him to the movies, and then at some point just turned over the movie after it was it's one movie in particular. It was what's the one with the. Oh boy, Nick's going to be really mad at me for
Something About Mary.
Something About Mary. Thank you, as because I was like, all I can think is bodily fluid in her hair. That's all I can think about. That's all I can think about. And Roy Leonard was like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah, that was when Roy retired. The first movie I ever reviewed was in 1985. He invited me on because he was tired of seeing horror movies and crap movies. And he's like, you can go see the crap. That's how my career started. And the first movie I ever reviewed on the station, May 25th, 1985. Friday the 13th, Part 5. That was the first movie I ever reviewed. And then I reviewed movies with Roy. And then I remember we were sitting in the screening room, and there's Something About Mary. And when Something About Mary was over, he's like, I don't think I can do this anymore. And I always say that that's the movie that made Roy retire from broadcasting. That's it. He saw there's Something About Mary, and he said, I'm done, man. I am leaving broadcasting. That's it. So... All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for all those submissions. We're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we will begin Fly Jams Friday. We're going to do a best of edition, but we want you to call in with your requests for Fly Jams. DJ Longfellow is in this morning. 312-981-7200. News is coming up.